We have George Hodge joining us from Community Connections. George, appreciate you taking some time for us, sir.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
George, how have you been the past couple of months?
Doing pretty good. Very busy. How about you?
I can't complain. Well, complain a little bit about the cooler temperatures coming so quick.
Well, you know, it's all right.
Yeah, it happens. It could always be worse. So, George, tell us about your official title with Community Connections and with Smoke Free Nebraska.
I am the coordinator of Tobacco Free Lincoln County, which is part of the Community Connections programs.
Mm-hmm.
And we are funded by Tobacco Free Nebraska, which is part of Nebraska Health and Human Services. The Nebraska Health and Human Services Tobacco Free Nebraska program. And it receives funding from as a result of the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement.
Now, I'm glad that you're in the studio today, George, because one big thing that came out of the Nebraska unicameral this past session was the age change of smoking in Nebraska. It used to previously be where you could have some teenagers purchase those nicotine products and the vape products. Now that's changing. It's going to be 21 the age to purchase those. So what will that do for the state of Nebraska?
Well, it should be a very positive change, and that does take place on October 1st. A lot of the tobacco vendors, I believe probably the great majority of them, had already raised their own tobacco sales age to 21 previously, back in December when the federal minimum tobacco sales age was raised to 21. Now the state has raised their age to 21 and brings them in line with the federal minimum age. What has been shown to reduce the amount, the number of children and teenagers who start using tobacco, which is very significant because almost all adult tobacco users actually started when they were children, when they were, many of them, very, very much below the minimum sales age.
Even before their teenage years.
Oh, yes, some of them. I hear people that started when they were 11 years old stealing cigarettes from their parents.
And we've heard stealing cigarettes from grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, parents and guardians, and even individuals that take cigarette butts and smoke those as well, and that's how they get their start.
That is correct. The raise in the sales age does is minimize or reduce the number of friends who are buying legally and then distributing them to their younger friends. So that really helps. So now, instead of high schoolers, age 18, who were legally old enough to buy tobacco products, we don't have high schoolers who are legally old enough to buy tobacco products and then giving them out to their friends anymore. I mean, it doesn't happen. There aren't 21-year-olds in high school. And so it serves as a disconnect, which helps, and that is one of the important reasons that it reduces the amount of tobacco initiation by young people.
Okay, so it's going to be big, and I know that you and I talked off the air about this, and maybe a little bit on the air about this when it was coming through the unicameral, something that you support in your role.
Exactly. We really would like to see... That's a very good thing, to have the minimum tobacco sales age raised to 21, and we're real glad and looking forward to what that will actually do for tobacco initiation by our youth. And then another thing that they pass that actually takes effect the 14th of November is that the electronic cigarettes were added to the Clean Indoor Air Act. And so it will no longer be legal to use electronic cigarettes in any indoor places where smoking is prohibited by the Indoor Air Act. In other words, you won't be able to go into a restaurant and legally use an electronic cigarette. And that includes workplaces, offices, and everything else covered by the Clean Indoor Air Act. Now, already, you don't see a lot of that going on, but... But it is a positive thing, then it also reduces involuntary exposure to the aerosols that are put out by electronic cigarettes.
Again, we have George Haas of Community Connections joining us in the studio today. And George, a lot of big news going on over with you and your colleagues at Community Connections. I know the press release came out recently about the Hoggy Doggy event.
Well, the Doggy Dash.
The Doggy Dash, yeah. I was about to say Hoggy Doggy Splash, and I thought, my goodness, we've not done that in a number of years.
We haven't had that.
This
for
is
a
the
while.
Temperatures for it, but yeah, the Doggy Dash.
The Doggy Dash, that normally takes place right at the beginning of September, and if it were not for the pandemic, it would be taking place this Saturday. So normally near the beginning of September. This year is a virtual race, so it is happening all of the month of September.
Awesome.
And so it's a little bit different, obviously, because you're running on your own or with family members and others who have signed up, and you select your own route. You can go down to Cody Park and run three times around the main circular road, and that's approximately 5 kilometers or 3 miles. 3.1 miles is actually what 5 kilometers is. You can also sign up and just do 1 mile, and you turn in your results, and you get a medal and a t-shirt, and the registration fee of $25. It goes to a very worthy cause, which is Community Connection Substance Abuse Prevention System. So you can go on to PlatteRiverFitness.com and sign up.
Awesome. George, anything else you want to add this morning, my friend?
Well, everybody just keep on the positive side and do check out our website, and we'd sure love to make connections with people.
George, we appreciate the time. Appreciate all the work that you and your colleagues at Community Connections do to better our community here in Lincoln County.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you too, Tristan and KODY and the gang here.
Well, George, we appreciate it as always. Stay warm out there, my friend.
Well, thank you, and you too.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning after sports, weather, and right now news.
Time to check your local news. Here's Tristan Winder.